Regarding the library lot decision to have a large park on the site, particularly after the taxpayers have invested in infrastructure for development there, do you think it's a good return on investment for the taxpayers?
Right now, part of the land has been allocated for a park, whether it's Green Park or an urban square, whatever. But I personally believe that the conversation isn't over yet, especially with the density. A lot of people feel that there's no hurry to sell off the land. I mean, if we have the land, we can always sell it at a later date, but once you sell it, and there's the 18-story building there, then there's no space left. We have very little public space left, and that would be a good space. I was one of those people who did vote against hiring a broker because I felt the conversation wasn't over. Just because we dumped $50 million under there doesn't have to make sure that we lead to more bad choices. So just because we have spent $10 million, that should not be, $50 million should not be excluding it from other considerations. It's a sunk cost, so it's done.
Thank you, Senator.
All right, so in regards to the library lot, as I've said before, this would be a lost opportunity for the city if we didn't look at the possibility of selling that property or the air rights. So we currently put $5 million underground to support a building. So that will be a loss if we didn't put something on top. So if we look at putting about maybe $2 million to a park plus having maintenance over time, that's also another loss to the city. We have great parks. If you go in the first floor, any community you go in, you will see a park. So we have great parks in our areas, and I think we really should look at supporting our parks. Some of the Girl Scouts and myself, we went out and did some park maintenance. So I see how the park needs some TLC as well. But if we were to sell the air rights and let's say potentially make $7 to $8 million, that could go into services, human services, affordable housing, to the general fund, and to support our basic services that our city needs. So I hear a lot of this when it came to this pretty winter that we had that everyone enjoyed. So those are some services that I think could benefit from selling that property.
Thank you, Dan.